man?
Good. How you doing?
Man, we're doing great. Very excited, blessed to be here. I asked Ryan Linthicum this coming in. Walk us through the last week and a half. You're one of those dudes that shoulders a lot for this team. What have the last 10 days been like in this building?
Staying focused and getting ahead, you know, really getting our bodies back right and just getting ahead of film. So once we get there, we know what's coming. We know what play is coming. So that's been the biggest thing. And having a forward mindset, a straight forward mindset.
You, and it, some of it injury, some of it matchup, you've had your role shift a little bit. You've been playing a little more nickel inside. What were those conversations? Was that something that happened before the season or something that happened during the season? And how do you feel that, I guess, partial transition, because you're still outside some, but how has that partial transition gone for you?
It's been good. We've been talking about it since spring, but it don't matter where they put me. They can put me anywhere on this defense. I'm going to give them my all. So just knowing the whole defense has been the best for me, because me knowing nickel makes me play corner better, and just made me play corner better, because at nickel, you know what everybody got. Even at corner, you know what everybody got. But me going back to corner, I know where my help at more. I know what the safety got on this. So it's just that the nickel helped me out, just learning defense better.
I asked Ryan this when Dabo comes to the press conference, and he says, what we've seen the first 4 weeks is a coaching failure, is what he says. As players, you guys own a lot of responsibility, and you probably would argue with that a little bit. But how do you receive that when that's what your coach is saying?
Me, to be honest, I feel like our coaches have put us in the right place in the games. We, as players, have to make plays. We have to make the plays, and that's what it is. We got to make the plays.
Coach Sweeney's, really kind of called out everybody, himself, coaches, players. A couple of weeks ago, he sort of went in on the corners. And I feel like that kind of ticked you off, but also you responded well to that. Is that accurate?
Yeah, because no, I don't want to hear that. Nobody wants to hear that, especially they group. I don't want to hear the corners. I don't like seeing it, so. Yeah.
But I feel like you had a nice bounce back.
Yes, sir.
After that, though. So.
Yes,
do you feel like the criticism was fair? That you guys needed to be a little tougher and a little harder on the edge and things like that? Do you feel like that was a fair critique of where you guys were after a couple games?
I feel like our criticism would be good because I just feel like our criticism would be good because it just motivates you to want to do more. So any criticism we get, thank you. Thank you.
We got a text. I think it's a good question. It says, when y'all talk to Avion, we ask him about the video of him and Coach side-by-side after the Syracuse loss. I know a lot of people saw that, you know, your head coach is getting emotional. You got your arm around him. From your perspective, what was that moment like for you?
Just to go up to Coach Sweeney and let him know I'm here. I got you, Coach. We in this together. That's really it. You know, I got his back, and we here together.
That feels like, for me, it felt like just sort of, like you wouldn't call it like a moment of leadership, but it would have been easy for your coach to be by himself. I mean, That feels like leadership, and it feels like something that you just instinctively do. Do you feel like you've grown as a leader, and that's one of the ways that you show it in moments like that?
Yeah, I feel like I've grown as a leader. I feel like I've grown as a leader just all around, just leading my team, doing the right things. I feel like I've grown as a leader, and yeah, after the game, yeah.
Visiting with Avion Terrell, I want to ask you about North Carolina because it's got to be a little bit weird and frustrating to turn on the film of their offense because I feel like it's almost been like four different football teams. Like in every game, they just look different, new different quarterback personnel, things that they're doing. What is it like as you've gotten ahead of film that you've said and you sort of look at your responsibilities against this this offense?
I'll say just me watching the film in a different game and a different quarterback. Just how can I say this?
This is high-level stuff, folks. The wheels are turning.
Yeah, because the two different
– yeah, they're very different. Like, it's not the same offense.
So the note-taking I've been taking is just – I've been watching more film than ever because I'm prepared for both. What do they do when he's in? What do they do when he's in? So just how does this quarterback throw the ball? How does he snap? You feel me? So just knowing the ins and outs of both quarterbacks.
And it's – go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, do you – one of them's a lefty. I mean, do you think – is that something you have to be aware of? Does that
both,
matter?
Both of them lefties.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
How about that?
So that I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. So, like, but you know, and I know there's analysts in the back doing this too, like, lefties might look at left side of the field more than, you know, righties looking at right side, that kind of stuff. Like, those are little things fans don't think about, but those are things that you guys chart, right? Mm-hmm. You've got it in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about it. What are some of the things that maybe, no matter who's that quarterback, what are some of the things that you got to hone in on yourself this week to put your best foot forward?
Give my effort every play. Communicate, and relentless effort every play. And good. Doing the uncommon things in the uncommon, doing the common things in the uncommon way.
I love it. I think, is it on that side? Yes, it is. It's on that side of the building, right there.
Yep.
It's good. You got it. You nailed it.
You've got NFL scouts at every game, but have you thought about, you know, that's Bill Belichick actually standing on the sideline over there. That crossed your mind at all?
Yeah, I can't wait to meet him. That's been a dream come true. 7 Super Bowl. He's a GOAT right there, but. Being able to play with him is a dream. Play against him is a dream come true. That's what I always wanted to do. So I'm going to definitely go and dap him up after the game.
After the game. I love it. I love it. Last question for me, Avion. Walk me through some of the young guys that came to Clemson. Probably didn't think they'd be at 1-3. You guys are older. You've been through at least some adversity. What are the conversations like with your younger teammates as you're trying to help them out of this situation that you guys are in right now?
Just telling them to stay on task and stay focused. You know, my freshman year, I feel like we've been through this, and we overcame adversity the last 5 games. So just telling the young boys to keep a positive mindset. Don't let this bring y'all down because we good. We're going to handle our business, and y'all just stay with the task.
Great stuff. Avion Terrell, thanks very much. Appreciate the time, and best of luck this weekend. Really enjoyed
it. Thank you.
All right, let's take a phone call. Drake.